Welcome to our worship on this, the 12th of December, the third Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of joy. And today we light three candles, a candle for hope, a candle for peace, and today the candle of joy. And there is the tradition that the candle of joy is pink rather than purple. Let's hear these words from the prophet Isaiah. God is my saviour. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my saviour. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God's people rejoice when he saves them. A day is coming when people will sing, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call for him to help you. Tell all the nations what he has done. Tell them how great he is. Sing to the Lord because of the great things he has done. Let the whole world hear the news. Let everyone who lives in Zion shout and sing. Israel's holy God is great, and he lives among his people." Let us worship God.
Ever-loving God, we come together now in praise, hope and thanks, the beloved children of you, our eternally giving parent. We come seeking the wisdom to know what you wish for us and to live as you have instructed. We come asking for help as we try to live our lives in service of you and each other. We give thanks today and every day for all that we have and all that we are. Because you have helped us, we seek to help the world around us, to stand up to fear and hate and reject the evils of bigotry. In a world of confusion and division, where the right thing is not always the easy thing, In a moment of silence, we bring before you our confessions of those things we've done and failed to do. Help us to be sure of your constant, loving forgiveness. As a community of Christians, we thank you for your eternal support for us as we try to be faithful in our attempts to build your church and to be a community of pilgrims, journeying together on the road towards the light of your glorious kingdom. Help us to bear witness to your call to be in the world, always seeking to bring your justice and wisdom to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Words from the prophet Zephaniah in chapter 3 and reading verses 14 to 20. Sing and shout for joy, people of Israel. Rejoice with all your heart, Jerusalem. The Lord has stopped your punishment. He has removed all your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. There is no reason now to be afraid. The time is coming when they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not be afraid, city of Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. His power gives you victory. The Lord will take delight in you, and in his love he will give you new life. He will sing and be joyful over you, as joyful as people at a festival. The Lord says, 'I have ended the threat of doom and taken away your disgrace. The time is coming. I will punish your oppressors. I will rescue all the lame and bring the exiles home. I will turn their shame to honour, and all the world will praise them. The time is coming when I will bring your scattered people home. I will make you famous throughout the world and make you prosperous once again. The Lord has spoken." Amen. A reading from Luke chapter 3, reading from verse 7. Crowds of people came out to John to be baptized by him. "You snakes," he said to them, "who told you you could escape from the punishment God is about to send? Do those things that will show that you have turned away from your sins, and don't start saying amongst yourselves that Abraham is your ancestor. I tell you that God can take these rocks and make descendants for Abraham. The axe is ready to cut down the tree at the roots. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." The people asked him, "What are we to do then?" He answered, "Whoever has two shirts must give one to the man who has none, and whoever has food must share it." Some tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what are we to do?" "Don't collect more than is legal," he told them. Some soldiers came and asked him, "What about us? What are we to do?" He said to them, "Don't take money from anyone by force or accuse anyone falsely. Be content with your pay." People's hopes began to rise, and they began to wonder whether John perhaps might be the Messiah. So John said to them all, "I baptize you with water, but someone is coming who is much greater than I am. I'm not good enough even to untie his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He has his winnowing shovel with him to thresh out the grain and gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the chaff in a fire that never goes out." In many different ways, John preached the good news to the people and urged them to change their ways. Amen. And may God bless these words to us today. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of joy, a Sunday that's sometimes called Gaudete Sunday, from the traditional prayer of the church for this Sunday, which in Latin began Gaudete in Domino Semper, rejoice in the Lord always. Sunday of joy. And there is the tradition that rather than purple or blue, that the third candle be pink, a candle for joy. In a papal homily on this Sunday a number of years ago, Pope Francis mentioned the Sunday of joy as a time not to be fretting about all the things that haven't been done in the preparations for Christmas, but a time to rejoice and give thanks for all the things that life gives. And so today, a very simple task for us to reflect upon. What is it that brings joy to our living? Take a moment. If not now, later, sometime today, bring to mind the things that bring joy in your life, the things that you are grateful for, thankful for. Family, friends, job satisfaction. You know what it is that fills you with joy, purpose, thankfulness. Take time to reflect on joy this day. A day when we think of the joyful anticipation of the coming of the Christ. A day when we often think on John the Baptist, the messenger, preparing the way. But old John wasn't exactly a bundle of laughs, was he? Hardly one that we associate with joy. He brings a rather stark message of repentance, of turning from old ways. He calls the people snakes and vipers. Turn from your ways. A message of repentance. It's sometimes said that what John the Baptist preached in black and white, Jesus fulfilled in glorious technicolour. And for all John's message might seem harsh, it was the beginning of a joyful, joy-filled gospel. God's people have always been used to times of trial, difficulties. The words that we heard from the prophet Zephaniah come from the time of the exile and the hope that God's people had of a time of joy, a time to return to normal, they might have wondered. It was a message filled with the promise that God is near and coming to rescue and to save God's people. John the Baptist was preparing the way for the Christ who would come, fulfilling the promise of all the prophets, in which John would be the last in line. Yeah, John's message was stark. He said, oh, don't think you can just claim that Abraham was your ancestor and that makes everything good. It was a message that said,
you actually have to do something to live this life of joy, this transformed, different life. The people were saying, what must we do then? And John had answers for them. Don't exploit others. Don't take from folk more than you have to. It was a call to a life of justice and peace, integrity for all. Is that not a joyful life to strive for? Yeah, John seemed to be saying, don't do this, don't do that, thou shalt not. But he was preparing the way for joyful living, urging the people to turn from their ways and to turn towards the ways of God. John the Baptist was quite clear. He wasn't drawing attention to himself. He was pointing to one who would come after him. And he said he wasn't even worthy to untie the sandals of the one. He pointed towards Jesus. And Jesus himself points towards God. What can be more joyful? More joy-filled. And the challenge is there for all of us in our generation. What must we do to enter more fully into that joyful relationship with Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world, that God would be near us? May we feel, may we know, may we experience that closeness of our loving, mighty, joyful God. Amen.
Loving God, we join together in prayer, searching for your help and your wisdom. As the world continues to struggle with war, poverty, disease, and hate, we pray for all those who are fearful, all those who have no one to ask, for all those wondering what their future may hold. Help them to have hope and give us the strength to be constant companions to all those in need of your care. In this week, as people across the country prepare for the coming of Christmas, with all the stresses and expectations that it brings, inspire us to be more patient and more caring in this season when you sent your love into the world. Give us the wisdom to pay particular attention to those who were already in most need, those on the margins of society, those who are stigmatised for their skin colour, sexuality, economic position, or ability. Give us the courage to ask for and offer help whenever it is needed. As we, your church, seek new ways to support and nurture the people all around us, to spread your mission and your message to all whom we meet, fill us with your life-giving spirit so that we can step forward in faith into a world so in need of your love. As we come before you with our own problems, our own fears, our own weaknesses at different stages of faith and life, we pray for ourselves. We ask for your help individually and as a community. Be our guide and our source of love today and every day. Amen.
With our prayers we bring our offerings, our wealth, our time, our talent. Gracious God, who gives all, who provides all, who makes all. We come with thanks and we come with joy in our hearts. We offer these tokens, these gift of money, in the hope that they may be used in this time of hope and joy and peace, in the service of your church, your mission, and your people. And we bring all our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, be strong, do not lose heart. Though you weep and you suffer, and the road you walk is hard, let the grace of another become your path to May Jesus hold you through your grief. Though weeping may come in the night, there'll be joy in the morning. When the taste of our tears is replaced with the feast of the Lord. And our enemy death consumed in the blaze of God's glory, and our grief will be no more. We are heavy with sorrow, but this burden will not last. There is joy yet to follow, there is glory unsurpassed, and our strength for tomorrow is our perfect hope in Christ. May Jesus lead you through your life. And though weeping may come in the night, there'll be joy in the morning. When the taste of our tears is replaced with the feast of the Lord. And our enemy death is consumed in the blaze of God's glory, and our grief will be no Come in the night, there'll be joy in the morning. When the taste of our tears is replaced with the feast of the Lord. And our enemy death is consumed in the blaze of God's glory. And our grief will be no more.
as our worship ends. I say to you in words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, may you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude towards everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. Know God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you today, with you always. Amen. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We're all set for the Peninsula Carols happening on Sunday evening, the 12th of December, 7 o'clock. And we hope that many people will be able to join in real time on Zoom as we celebrate the Peninsula Carols, a gathering that usually would bring together 80, sometimes as many as 100 people in Strontian Village Hall. Sadly, again, this year, we're not able to do that, but we will be gathering online. Please try and be there on Zoom at 7 o'clock. It will be recorded and you can watch it later if you would like. There will be readings.
A great light on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
There will be familiar songs. And some new songs for us too.
Hear the songs of angels rise through dark and troubled skies.
I hope that many will be able to share in the Peninsula Carols, 7 o'clock on Sunday the 12th. Details at aksm.org.uk/carols. Thank you.